集中在那些人自己认为可以人生可以追求的目标。
So everything in their mind is physical, tangible.
所以他们所想到所要做的事情只不过是他们看得到或者摸得到的事情。
So their mind revolves so-called
practicality. 所以他们的生活都是很实际的。
I talk about only physical things.
所讲的只不过是世俗的事情。
And yet, the Bible tells us all these physical things will come to an end eventually.
圣经告诉你听，这一切将来都会来消灭。
So we must ask God to help us to open our spiritual eyesight.
所以我们要祈求神来打开我们的属灵的眼光。
For those who are here first time today,
在座有些第一次同我们聚会的朋友。
Let me tell you, God loves you so much.
我可以告诉你听，神非常之爱你们。
God wants to.Open your spiritual eyesight.
神都想来打开你们的心眼。
So that your life in this world is not just limited to worldly matters.
所以要俾你知道人生喺世上嘅唔系单单今日所见到嘅世上嘅物质。
Because physical life can come to an end sooner or later.
因为呢一切有一日都会停止嘅。
So we're going to pray.
我们要来作祷告。
We pray, the way to pray also very important.
我祷告的方式都非常之重要。
We must also pray in an audible voice.
我们祷告的时候，我们一定要发出声来。
Praising the Lord can be from the heart in silence.
当然可以心一边这样来感谢神。
But one of the most important ways of praising God is to say aloud Hallelujah.
但是可以开口来讲 Hallelujah 是更加好。
This is also a way to praise God.
其实这个都是一个赞美神的方法。
Of course, in the prayer, we can pray for many things.
在祷告当中可以向神来祈求很多很多的事情。
But Jesus teaches us, we do not need to pray for worldly matters.
主耶稣的教导，我们不需要为世上的事情来祈求。
If we pray for the way to go to heaven, how to know the way to go to heaven?
如果我们可以懂得你祈求，要 可以寻找或者明白到怎样来找到这条天国的道路。
And I pray to God, God, tell me, what is my purpose of life?
求神给我知道我活在这个世上的目的是什么。
And then you can see our life would be different.
这样会看到我们人生就有分别。
And then you can say, Hallelujah, praise God.
我们可以来说 Hallelujah, 来赞美神。
Say aloud, Hallelujah.
开口来说。
Especially those who have not received the Holy Spirit.
尤其是在座有些同龄未得到圣灵。
Those friends can also receive the Holy Spirit. First time we can receive the Holy Spirit.
当然我们同我们一起来聚会的朋友，第一次你一样可以得到圣灵。
This time when I was in Africa, we were in Africa.
这一次当我们在非洲的时候。
Just not many days ago.
几日前。
When we were preaching.
当我们在那里。
Suddenly, many students came along. Students all.
所以在我们在那里聚会的时候，突然间有很多学生走进来。
Because the pioneering areas were within just not far away from the school.
因为我们所开拓的地方离开学校不是很远。
Suddenly, one time, actually a number of times, one of the times about 30, 40 students came in.
有一次就有很多次，但有一次就有三至四十个学生就行进来。
So the whole chapel was packed with people.
走进来之后，整个会堂就坐满
了。What can we do?
我哋冇
做咁嘢。
当时就系要祷告嘅时候，我哋就一齐。
First time, all these students came into the church to pray.
呢啲学生
still in uniform.
呢啲学生仲着紧佢哋嘅校服，就走入嚟同我哋一齐祷告。
In that occasion, about a number of people, students received the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues.
喺嗰次嘅祷告当中咧，好奇妙嘅，有啲学生第一次嚟，佢哋就嚟讲。
That place.Just started the church. The church is just started there.
嗰个地方咧系真系属教会啱啱开始嘅。
Only one person is baptized.
净话有一个人洗咗礼。
But this is one of the brothers of the group who have come to the True Church.
呢位弟兄咧，从其他一间教派其中一位嚟洗咗礼噶。
God is working mightily in different parts of the world.
所以我哋可以睇得到，就系神喺世界各地。咁样低低嘅嚟工作。
So God has brought us some new people every day, every week.
神系每一日、每一个星期，把佢哋嘅呢啲新嘅人咧带到教会当中嚟。
And we have to value and treasure this God's work. He's bringing people to the church.
我哋要嚟珍惜对佢哋到嚟，我哋要好好嘅把握咁样嘅机会。
We're going to pray.
我哋而家要嚟作祷告。
pray. We start by praying for those who are new here. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
祷告的开始就是讲, 奉主耶稣圣名, 啊, 这样来开始。
Remember this. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
开始的时候你就讲, 奉主耶稣圣名, 祷告。
Only one time.
你可以各自讲一次。
And then you ask God to help, you know, for knowing the word of God.
祷告当中可以靠神, 让我们可以明白神的说话。
And then you can say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise God.
你可以说, Hallelujah.
Say aloud. The way that the Bible teaches us to pray.
其实就是这个圣经的教导, 我们要怎样来祷告的方式。
When the Holy Spirit comes, your tongue is made to move, to make an utterance, a sound which you cannot control.
当圣灵临到你身上的时候呢, 你的舌头就会来震动, 你讲出一个自己都听不明白的说话来。
This is God living in us.
告诉我们听, 神已经住在我们当中。
Let's now kneel down and pray.
我们现在来祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Jesus, we study the word of God.
奉耶稣圣名，一起来查考神的说话。
We have been studying the book of Ruth.
我们已经开始来查考这一卷书叫《路德记》。
I think this is our fourth session now.
应该是进入了第四节。
Just to recap what we have studied together.
简单来讲一下我们所讲过的。
We mentioned that first of all, God actually did not approve Elimelech and the family moving away from their homeland, Bethlehem, Judah, for Moab in time of famine.
So, 第一点就是因为当时的以色列国有这个饥荒，所以神就没来这样运气以利未勒，因为这个原因就带全家人到这个马地去。
We know God did not approve them of departing for more because of the consequences.
所以不是因为当时以色列国中这样的事情发生，神就应许他们搬迁到这个摩押地。No,
because of the outcome of coming to Moab, we know God was not happy.
所以他们到了摩押地之后，神就不喜悦了。
And even Naomi herself recognized that God was against her.
老麦本身都觉得神就已经对他们做的事情是反对的。
Chapter 1 verse 13, right? It said, the hand of the Lord has gone out against me.
所以十三节，一章的十三节就这样讲到，神的手已经伸出来攻击我。
Also verse 21, she says so clearly.
二十一节他都是这样讲。
That the Lord has gone against him, against her.
神再一次这样降祸于他。
So we can from here, I can see from her own words and her own encounters after departing Judah from Moab, that God actually was not happy.
所以从他自己的说话和他自己所面对的事情呢， 他离开这个犹大地，是神所不应许的。
So the teaching is, we must not depart from the church. Whatever happens in the church, you might have grudges against one or two person, you might have been offended, never depart from the church.
所得到的教训就是，如果在教会当中，你有同人家有和睦的时候，或者人得罪了你，不理什么情况都好， 你应该是永远不可离开这个神的家。因为神的家真耶稣教会不是一般世上这些社团。This
is the body of Christ.
这个家是耶稣的身体。
It's not that I like it, so I come. If I don't like it, some members I will depart from the church. This is not the mentality you must have.
不是因为我喜欢的时候我就回来，我不喜欢的时候呢，我就随时就不需要你不来。
All these messages are for our good.
其实呢一切一切嘅信息都系为我哋而好，咁样嚟讲。
So、we can meet each other in heaven eventually。
希望将来我哋大家每一个人可以喺天国嚟再见面。
Doesn't matter who we are。
啊，唔好理佢啊，我哋系边个人。
From the book of Ruth and from the book of Jonah, we studied in the morning. We know God loves everybody。
啊，从路德记啊，同埋今日早上所讲嘅约拿记都好啊。證明一點就是神愛我們每一個人。
And we therefore have to love each other.
所以呢，我們要彼此來相愛。
If God loves everybody, we better do the same. We love everybody too.
因為神既然可以來愛每一個人的話，這樣我們應該一樣的要實行來愛其他人。
So, never depart from the church.
所以第一個教訓就是永遠不可以離開這個神的教會。
And the second thing we learned is about Naomi.
第二点我哋学得到嘅就系从拿俄米啊呢个人嘅身上
，include a number of things, her mistakes, her problems。
佢哋所做错嘅事情，当然有拿俄米所做错嘅事情有几点。
She was not very firm about her faith, confused。
开始嘅时候咧，对佢自己嘅信仰唔系非常之清楚，唔系好坚定。
She preached one true God to Ruth.And Opa, and yet she said, "Go back to worship your own idols."
同咗佢嘅两个三宝啊，路德同埋俄尔巴啊，讲咗之后咧，就叫佢哋呢啲翻去自己嘅家乡吧。
Preach to them the truth, the one true God. It's okay. Sometimes we make mistake. Forgetful, isn't it? It's all right. Now.And this is actually was a flaw of one of the flaws of Naomi.
其实呢个就系拿俄米系佢自己嘅一个软弱嘅地方。
We can find from the many verses in the Old Testament, it was God's intention to preach to other people through the Israelites.
其实喺旧约时代，我哋都睇得到都系神嘅意思，要藉着佢嘅选民以色列人咧嚟向呢啲外邦人嚟传讲嘅。
That was the very important mission of Abraham and his descendants.
其实就系呢个亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅子孙们所应该要做嘅呢个使命。
Because God said, through your descendants, all the other nations will be blessed.
因为圣经咁样讲，因为亚伯拉罕嘅后裔咧。万国都会因此佢嚟得到福气。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 17. In blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying will multiply your descendants, the stars, etc. And verse 18.
十八节。
Genesis 22 verse 18.
创世记二十二章嘅十八节。
And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice through the nations and through the seed of Abraham. That means his descendants, the nations should be blessed.
并且地上。
The mission given to him, starting from then until the end of the world.
其实从亚伯拉罕嘅就开始咗，因为地上万国都因为佢嘅后裔而因此而得福。因为他们听从了我的说话。其实很多时候呢，以色列民就没这样来做到。
Naomi obviously complained about God.
当然，Naomi当时都向神来埋怨。
So when we face with difficulties, problems in our life, don't blame others.
当我们在生活上有问题的时候，我哋首先唔好嚟向其他人嚟埋怨。
Don't blame God。
更加重要嘅，唔好向神嚟埋怨。
But examine ourselves。
首先要嚟好嚟审查自己。
But Naomi actually did not examine herself very well。
Naomi就冇咁样做到。
She knew she was wrong。
佢都知道自己系做。
Otherwise, she wouldn't have said that God has gone against me。
如果唔系嘅话，佢都唔会咁样嚟讲阿神伸手嚟攻击我。
But if she did think a little bit more and examine herself, maybe she would have a different mentality.
如果佢可以当时深一层咁样嚟谂一下嘅话，可能佢嘅思考或者所做嘅就有唔同啦。
It is very important for us to think about, meditate upon the rationale behind our possible encountering problems or even tribulations or calamities in our life.
所以喺当我哋喺生活当中所面对嘅困难或者困苦嘅时候咧， 我们应该找出一个解决的方法，或者要知道到底为什么我要面对这样的境况。
And then we'll pray more and ask God to forgive us, to enlighten our spiritual eyesight, and then we can change.
这样我们就懂得你向上帝祈求，求上帝打开我们的心眼，这样我们就会可以借助神的能力可以来改变自己。
Return of Orpah to Moab must have been influenced to a certain extent, Naomi. But that is not Naomi's total fault.
当然这个都不是Naomi全部的这个责任。
Orpah should also bear the responsibility.
当然这个俄尔巴都是要有负起一部分的责任。
It tells us, if we do not go to heaven, don't blame others in the future.
告诉我们听，如果将来我们自己都不可以进入天国的话，不要来首先怪别人。
You cannot blame others.
不要就懂得来怪其他人。
You cannot blame God.
更加不要来怪神。
Blame ourselves.
要来怪个怪自己。
But blaming alone is not going to do anything good.
单单懂得咁样嚟怪自己嘅话，都系唔系好嘅。
We must change.
因为我哋需要嚟改变。
Change to the better.
要
to be more spiritual, to be more strong.
改变得更加好，更加苏联，更加坚强。
Naomi have got a few good points.
Naomi有几方面好嘅优点，值得我哋学习。
How to go back to God.
他明白到怎样回到回归到神那里去。
After hearing God's grace, God's blessings in the land of Judah after departure from that land, or departing from that land for 10 years, she urged to go back.
当他听到神怎样来眷顾自己的百姓还有犹大地的时候呢，他就有这个心想回去。
This was one of her good points.
其实是其中的优点之一。
We must know how to return to God.
我们应该知道怎样来回转到神的面前来。
Return is one of the messages in the ancient scriptures.
在这个旧约时代这些书信当中都是要叫百姓来回转。
God can only cause us to return.
神只可以来叫我们来回转。
Brothers and sisters can only encourage us to come back to God.
但在座弟兄姊妹都可以来鼓励我们回到神这里来。
But it's down to each individual to take the initiative to come back to God.
但实际的行动都是在乎我们每一个人呢自己有没有这个动作来证明自己。
Another thing that Naomi did was to be able to educate Ruth about the one true God.
另外一方面就是我们懂得怎样来教导他的义父这个路德神的道理道一个真神。
Otherwise you would have said your God is my God.
如果不是的话他都不会这样说，你的神就是我的神。
We have to do the same today.
今天我们都是一样。
Not to our friends only.
不单止懂得你传给我们的朋友。
But to our children who are born in the church.
要来教导我们的下一代，我们的儿女在教会当中来生长的。
Open our eyes.
长大。打开我们的眼睛。
Look at our children.
看看我们的儿女。
How many of them are not in the true church?
有几多的儿女，我们的儿女，今日不是真耶稣教会里面。
They are baptized.
但是他们可以说已经是洗了礼。
Where are they?
他们去了哪里呢？
Can we meet them in heaven in the future?
将来我们有没有这个把握肯定呢？他们都一样在天国跟我们来见面。
You see, if they are not even in the church, then the chances would be very remote.
既然他们连教会会作连教会都没来过的话，进入天国的机会更加渺茫。
We have to cry to God to help them to come back to the Lord.
我们应该在神的面前来哭求神来带他们回来。
Look at our grandchildren, maybe.
或者我们要来看我们的子孙。
How many of them have departed from the Lord?
有几多个今日已经离开了教会。
Have we ever cried for them?
我们有没有曾经为着他们的信仰来祷告来哭呢？希望将来我们一样在天国来见面。
So when we think about these questions,
当你们来想想这一个一样一样的这问题。
We all got so much.
我们就会觉得我们亏欠神越来越多。
We all others so much.
我们都亏欠众人很多.
Just like Paul says,
people so much. 就好像保罗所说,
we must have this kind of mentality and pray for them, bring them back, God will help.
我们应该有这样的, 懒法, 这样来为他们来祷告, 求神来带他们回来.
Do not say, never say it is impossible.
千万不要就, 有一个很简单回答, 哎, 做不到不可能的.
Because in God, nothing is impossible.
因为在神来说的, 没有一件事情是不可能的.
If we have the faith,
如果我们有这个信心,
everything I can do,
神就可以告诉你, 借助他的能力, 保罗说, 借助神的能力, 一切我都可以做得到。 借助神的能力的话, 我, 每一件事情都可以做到。
I tell you, yeah, really, this is God's power, not a person's power.
我可以告诉你, 这个就是神的能力, 不是一个人的能力。
So we have to make sure that we educate our youngsters, our children, our grandchildren, our friends about the truth of salvation.
所以我们要来好好来教导我们的儿女，我们的儿孙， 或者我们的朋友， 关于这个得救的真理。
We also mentioned Tommy had another very good point to appreciate others' help.
另外一点， 我们所说的就是拿我买他懂得 来欣赏人家所给他的那些恩惠。
She now began to know God is through God that kindness was shown by Boaz to Ruth.
他已经开始来感觉到所蒙受这些恩典都是因为从神那里借助波阿斯来的。
To Ruth. Ruth was able to receive kindness from Boaz because of God.
因为路德可以得到这个波阿斯的宽待都是因为神的恩典。
And then Naomi, of course, knew how to seek security for Ruth.
这样再来就是拿我买懂得怎样来为路德来寻找机会使他得到有这个安全。
Naomi at the time must be not young, must not be that young.
当时的拿我买都不是年纪很年轻。
Ruth also not young either.
当然当时的路德都不是很年轻。
You think about Ruth getting married for 10 years and the husband died, she must be over 30.
如果当时的路德结婚了十年之后先生就过了身的话， 他最少都有差不多有30岁。
After Naomi, if after Naomi died, and then Ruth will be alone, will be very painful to live on.
如果以后拿我米过了身的话， 对路德来说他就会孤 孤身一个人就非常之可怜。
So Naomi knew how to seek the security for Ruth. Security for Ruth.
所以Naomi就懂得为这个儿夫来安排一切。
But this seeking actually was according to God's will.
这个安排都是神的安排的。
神的旨意。 This can be seen from Ruth chapter 3.
我们可以在路德记第三章第一节至第四节。
You can see very clear, Naomi actually urges her daughter-in-law what to do to secure her future.
所以当时的拿俄米就对自己的姨父路德这样说， 希望他将来可以得到这个安全和这个福气。
Can you see Naomi has got this very good merit to think of the future generation security.
所以我们发觉到就是拿俄米可以为了下一代的这些婚姻来说的话，个安排。
Look at verse 1, chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, this Ruth, my daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you?
这里说我们听路德的婆婆拿俄米就对她说，女儿，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你可以享福吗？
If we read on from verse 1 to verse 4, you can see actually Naomi was talking about I should find a partner for you.
其实意思简单来说就是要为路德来寻找一位丈夫。
And this partner of course was according to God's will, because when the husband died and the next of kin should marry her.
其实
retain the name of the deceased husband.
所以当时的以色列人的风俗就是因为鲁德的丈夫已经死了，所以呢丈夫的亲戚就有这个职责来娶这个死了丈夫的这个女人，因为使到她可以有她的福分可以连续下去。
So if you look at verse 18,
如果我们来读下十八节的话，
Then Naomi said, Still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out, for the man will not rest until she has concluded the matter this day. In other words, Boaz will get married to you.
所以十八节讲我们听，拿俄米婆婆就对女儿这个讲了之后呢，她讲这件事情呢，一切都为你会安排好的。
So the message we can learn is, Naomi was able to think about the goodness, the security, you know, of others.
在这里讲我们听就是Naomi懂得来为着人的这个安身之处的好处的享福来为他们来设想。
And we have to do the same today.
今天我们一样应该是这样做。
So in general, you just need to have a little common sense. You will think about your children and your grandchildren.
当然我们可以说我们有少少的这个普通的常识就懂得为自己的儿女或者的儿孙来想一下。
You want to educate them.
你要来教导他们。
You secure them to go to the best school.
或者我们希望他们可以进入一个最好的学校。
Best university.
或者最好的大学
maybe doing the best course make you the most money
所读的就是最好最热门的这个大学所读的将来可以赚到很多钱。
These are human mentality
这一切都是人的这个思想来的。
It is not wrong if it is done in the Lord
当然如果在神照着神的意思在神的教训当中来做当然不错。
In other words, if we really do everything for Jesus, this kind of encouragement is wonderful.
其实你所做的一切都是要教导他们将来懂得来报神恩的话，这个是非常之好的。
If we have taught our children to say, you do everything for Jesus, then encourage them to do well in their studies, it's not wrong.
当然如果你懂得来教导他们你今天所读的或所做的一切是为耶稣而做的话，你这样来鼓励他们是不会错。
But if you only have one-sided view, just do everything without Jesus being introduced to them, I think this is going to be disastrous.
如果你只有这个片面的教导来鼓励的话，所做的一切都是为了他们将来的成就，忘记把主耶稣教导他们，这样你这样的做法就非常之错。
If you tell them work hard, study well, earn more money, but it's all wonderful, of course.But you haven't told it. Hey, this is for Jesus. And then I think we have failed.
如果我们只懂得叫他好来读书，读到很多书之后可以赚很多钱，但你忘记了讲他们听，所读所做的一切都是为了主耶稣的话，这样你就是大错得错。
We need to secure this kind of spiritual status.For the next generations.
我们应该来好好为着下一代有这样的属灵这些安排为他们准备。
In actual fact, if we care more about our children, our grandchildren's spiritual life, then all the physical things will come along anyway. By God's grace, as a bonus.
如果我们懂得来为着自己的儿女或者儿孙他们将来的信仰来打算的话，相信如果你做得到的话，他们将来其他世上一切都是神会赐给他们，都是另外特别的福气。
We do not have to worry too much about your spiritual, that is physical welfare.
其实我们不需要为他们这个肉体的事情太过担忧。
Of course, we need to give them guidance.
当然我们需要给他好好的指导。
Within his guidance, you must have Jesus.To accompany them.
在每一个的引导方面都有耶稣在里面。
Without that, our guidance would be very unspiritual.
没这样做到的话，我们一切这些引导都是非常之不属灵的。
So seeking for the security of our children, our grandchildren, next generation is good, but all this must be accompanied by Jesus.
如果我哋懂得为咗佢哋嘅将来嘅一切一切咁样嚟打算嘅话，如果有耶稣嘅话，就系最后一个我就。
Jesus says, if you earn the whole world, you don't have heaven, spiritual life. What's the point?
所以诶，点解主耶稣咁样讲？如果你可以赚到全世界，啊，冇咗呢个将来进入天国嘅福气，你有咩用咧
？Ruth has changed, and Naomi has changed.
喺呢度讲啲
change to the better.
嗱，我咪已经从啊唔好嘅变得啊转到变
到
好啦。
Naomi seeking a Gentile to get married to Ruth.
佢冇去揾一个啊外邦人嚟啊为啊路德嚟啊当佢俾佢嘅老公。啊、第一次所咁样做系一个、
啊 no、more failure,
失败。
No more failure。
而家再嚟一次，佢唔会再失败。啊，一定我系主嚟，啊主耶稣入边嚟通婚。
Marry your next of kin。
啊，就系、是、要嚟啊寻找呢个四丈夫嘅亲戚。
Principle。
其实呢个就系神嘅原则。
So Naomi's spiritual eyesight now has become more.Enlightened.
可以讲啊，当时个拿俄米佢嘅属灵嘅眼睛已经系更加嘅明亮。
So、this is a good point you can learn from her.
呢度系一个好嘅一方面，我哋值得我哋嘅学习。
She became stronger spiritually.
喺一次失败之后咧，佢而家啊属灵方面已经啊变得更加嘅坚强。
We cannot fall all the time.
我哋唔可以属灵事情上啊日日都系跌倒噶。
Because that is not God's will.
其实咁样做嘅话，呢、这个就唔系神嘅意思。
So these are the few good points we can learn from Naomi.
啊，其实系呢几方面都系诶拿俄米身上可以学习得到嘅。
She knew how to return.
啊，佢首先知道点样嚟回转。
She was a woman with respect from others.
啊，佢系一位妇人，值得别人嚟尊敬嘅。
She knew how to appreciate others' help.
啊！佢会都懂得点样嚟，因为人哋嘅帮助而感恩。
Teach the youngsters the true God。
啊！佢懂得点样嚟教导啊年轻一代啊呢位独一嘅真神。
She knew how to secure the future, you know, for the youngster。
佢都会为咗佢哋啊将来属灵嘅安身嘅地方，佢为佢哋嚟打算。
We can turn to Ruth. What can we learn from Ruth herself?
在路德这个女子的方面，我们可以学到什么呢？
The book is called Ruth.
这本书都是叫做路德记。
Remember, she was actually a Gentile.
我们记得的路德本身就是一个外邦的女子。
She eventually became the grandmother of David.
她是
great-grand.grandmother of David.
啊，佢系大卫后来以色列一个君王大卫嘅曾祖母。
好、oh, ，this was God's blessing.
啊，喺呢度睇得出嚟系神俾佢嘅福气。
What can we learn from her?
喺路德嘅身上
，it started
有咩我哋可以学习到
？Started from knowing God.
首先系第一点就系认识神。
Chapter one.
我哋翻嚟睇第一章。
We know these two verses so well, verse 16 and 17.
十六节同埋十七节。
Ruth said to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For where you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God."
十六节所讲到，唔好催我翻去，啊唔跟住你啦。你去边度我就去边度，你住喺边度我就住喺边度。你的国就系我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Verse 17, where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything, but death parts you and me.
你在哪里死，我都系喺嗰度死，喺边度葬，喺嗰度我都。除非死能是我同你相离，不然嘅话，愿神重重咁样嚟降罚与我。
Of course, we can use these two verses to say, "Hey, Ruth was very, you know, good in demonstrating filial piety, honoring the mother-in-law."
或者我哋都讲到路德佢系一个懂得非常之明白点样嚟孝顺佢嘅妈妈嘅呢个好嘅例子。
But the actual underlying factor for her to demonstrate, for Ruth to demonstrate her spiritual kind of nature or merit was because she knew the one true God.
基本的原因可以来表现得出来，路德有这样的特征，就是因为他已经是认识了这位真神。
She knew the God of Israel.
他已经认识明白边位这位以色列的神。
In the Old Testament, no, the one true God has always been called the God of Israel.
因为旧约时代所讲到的独一的真神就是讲到以色列的神。
That the Lord of Israel actually is the God of universe, heavens and earth.
其实以色列的神就是这个这个宇宙万物的主宰。
And now Ruth had learned this from Naomi, definitely.
路德在拿俄米身上已经是学到知道明白。
So she learned and she put into practice.
她把学到的行了出来。
When Naomi was confused, she was not confused.
当时的拿俄米她都不知道怎样来做好，但是她非常之清楚。
When verse 15, Naomi said to Ruth, you go back to worship your own gods.
15节讲
一声。With your sister.
甚至拿俄米就这样讲，你嫂子们，你们回去你们的本国，你就在那里拜你们的神。
Verse 15, Naomi said to Ruth,
都叫路德这样讲，
Go back to her gods, the gods of your sister Orpah, the gods in Moab.
就是叫路德回去到他嫂子那里来拜他们的神。
But Ruth remembered what Naomi taught her.
但是路德仍然记得拿俄米所教导他的。
Entreat me not to leave you.
所以他们就对婆婆这样讲，我不会回去的。
In other words, Ruth was telling her mother-in-law.
换句话来讲，路德对他的婆婆这样讲。
You taught me the one true God, the God of Israel. Now you ask me to go back to worship idols.
你教导我以色列的独一的真神，为什么你要我回去这个摩押地来拜这些偶像呢？
No, I will not do that.
我不会回去再做这些事情。
Now to Judah, I will go with you.
你现在要回去犹大地的话，我一样这样回去。
You can see where you lodge, I'll lodge, you know, where you die, I'll die. Your God is my God.
在这里看。
I will be buried there too.
在这里看得到的，你住在哪里就是哪里。你往哪里去我就去那里。你的神就是我的神。你死在哪里，埋在哪里，我都是一样的。
Held on, remember, a Gentile, held on to the one God, one true God.
路德之前是一位外邦的女子，但是现在已经是捉到这位独一的真神。
By whatever means she was introduced to the truth is not really important now. The important thing is she now knew the one true God.
当然这里没不知道她怎样来认识这位独一的真神，但已经她已经知道现在所讲的。
More importantly, she held on to the true God.
不单只是这样，她仍然持守了她所认识敬拜的以色列的真神。
No wonder she became the great grandfather of David.
Mother.
Mother of David.
难怪她将来成为大卫王的曾祖母。
She gave birth to Obed. Obed gave birth to Jesse. Jesse gave birth to David.
佢生咗俄伯，俄伯就耶西，耶西就系大卫。
This was God's blessing. A Gentile was introduced into the genealogy of Jesus.
其实呢个系神嘅一个特别嘅恩典，因为一个外邦嘅女子可以成为耶稣呢、这个屋企嘅家族嘅传落嚟。
But of course, later on we can talk more about the spiritual significance of Boaz getting married to Ruth.
或者我哋有时间可以再讲一下，就系波亚斯同埋路德嗰个属灵嘅呢个意思。
But the teaching from Ruth are very clear. The teachings are very clear.
从路德呢个教训当中系非常之清楚
噶。We are just like Gentiles before. Before we were baptized in the true church.
我哋未洗礼归入真耶稣教会之前，我哋都系似路德一样外邦人。
Was preached to the Jews first.
这个真理已经是先向这些犹太人传过。
According to Jesus, according to Paul, because the Jews rejected, and therefore the truth was preached to the Gentiles, and that Gentiles include you and me.
根据耶稣保罗所讲的，因为犹太人拒绝了这个真理，所以呢就传到外邦人，就是你今日同我。
But according to Paul's prophecy, eventually the Jews also come to believe in Jesus.
根据保罗的预言讲, 将来的福音一定要回到犹太人身上。
Many people in Israel now, even throughout the whole world, the Jews, you can see many Jews who are actually Christians.
所以甚至今日, 我们已经开始有看到很多的犹太人, 已经是成为一个基督徒, 相信主耶稣。
This time when I was on board, you know, the flight from London to Nairobi, I met a woman on the plane.
这一次我从伦敦去Nairobi的时候，在飞机上我遇到一个女人，一位女人。
I started sharing with her, you know, the truth.
咁样我就开始同佢嚟传讲呢个福音。
She said, I'm preaching the truth.
咁样佢都同我讲，我都系传福音噶。
I said, where are you doing it?
我就问佢你去边度做，喺边度传咧？
I just came back from Israel.
佢讲我啱啱从以色列翻嚟。
I've been going to Israel on and off for 6 years.
佢讲 我在六年当中呢，来来去去已经去咗六，有咁长时间。
I've been going to Israel and in Dallas and in USA and different parts of the world, preaching the word of God, especially Israel.
佢讲我喺美国啊，好多嘅州啊，或者尤其是以色列啊，我都系嚟传讲耶稣。
For the past 6 years, I've been concentrating on in Israel.
所以佢讲喺呢六年当中，我比较集中系到以色列传。
I said, are they Christian?
咁样我问佢你系咪基督徒？
Yes, there are many Christians.
我问佢有冇基督徒嗰度，佢讲有非常之多。
Is it not dangerous to preach Christianity there?
我讲如果喺以色列传讲呢个主耶稣基督嘅福音，有冇危险呢？
No danger. 6 years I've been doing that.
佢讲冇危险噶啦，我六年都系咁样做。
I've got a big group of people, Christians. They call themselves Christian.
喺以色列有好多嘅一群人咧。 自称是基督徒。
I said wonderful, next time we go with you to preach in Israel.
所以我说非常之好，下次有机会我们和你一起以色列来传。
And actually her original hometown is in Kenya. Kenya, Nairobi.
其实她的家乡就是在Nairobi的首都那里。
After we arrive, of course we called her and asked one of the sisters to call to keep in touch with her.
这样我们到了那里，就叫当地教会，当地我们教会一个姊妹呢，继续跟她们有联络。
It is our mission to bring more people to the Lord.
其实是我们每一个人的使命，要把更加多的人进入耶稣入面。
Bring many more roots to the church.
要带更加多这些路德来到神的家。
I believe if we keep in touch with people that we meet, God will open a way. This has happened for the past 10 years.
其实如果我们把我们所见到的人，跟他们来传讲，我们有对他们联络的话， 就是因为这十几年来我们这样做，所以福音就很兴旺。
It's not given to people. The credibility is not given to people. Preaching the word of God is giving, you know, it's because of God's power.
其实可以传福音，这个得到的这个所讲的功劳，这个功劳不是应该是归你自己身上，因为出自神的恩典。
Because this is God's work.
其实就是神的工作。
So when you see people preaching the word of God, you must be rejoicing. You must rejoice.
当你看到人去传讲耶稣的福音的时候，你应该是非常欢喜快乐。
This time when I was in Tanzania,
这一次我是这个坦桑尼亚，坦桑尼亚，坦桑利亚这个地方。
This place, the church now is growing in that place called Sinyanga.
在这个Sinyanga这个地方，福音教会已经在那里长大。
Sometimes it's not very easy to preach, or sometimes it's not easy.
有时候要传出去不容易。
Because the truth just started in Tanzania about 2 years ago.
因为真耶稣教会在这个地方传讲，只不过是短短的两年时间。
First time was in Wangsa, a place, quite a big town.
第一次在这个Wangsa这个比较大的地方，大的城市。
The people were not true.
那些人没有真诚。
Then we changed to the city, Darussalam.
Darussalam. 这样我们就转去另一个城市叫 Darussalam.
And then now we have got some members there.
咁样，我哋今日喺呢个地方有几位信徒。
One of the workers, however, not very true.
其中一个工人又唔系好诚心。
So the church could not grow very well.
所以咧，教会嘅发展就唔系几好。
Only this year, starting from June, about June, and this trip, the church begin to grow.
從六月到而家咧，我哋就見得到教會就開始嚟有發展。
One group of people, you know, founded by one person, has now become Jesus Church.
因為有一群嘅人，由一個人嚟這個創辦人咧，創辦人就帶嚟教我哋教會就成為一個大教會。
How did they come to know the truth?
他們怎樣可以來知道或者我們的真教會
The first contact was email
來知道真理就是因為跟這個電郵
And then eventually we sent two workers from Kenya to preach to them
這樣之後我們從肯亞就派兩位工人跟他們來傳講
That was in the early of the year
就是今年的年初
And then two other workers were sent there AMC
從這裡的非洲這個宣道中心就派兩位工人過去
And then this trip
再加上這一次
You can see the church is growing
我們就看到教會在那裡發展
This person had the heart to serve God
這位信徒呢有心靈
服侍神 So called the founder of the church
所謂當時他是這間教會的創始人
Surely has the heart to serve God
他是真的有這個這個心靈來服侍神
When you look at him he is so good a person all the people who have been to Tanzania would say hey, the people that we have met are very gentle and very nice I don't know
全部
it's my same feeling actually
全部到了坦桑尼亞這個國家的人工人都覺得這個國家的人大部分都非常之人非常之好非常之溫柔
It's true
其實非常之真的
And this person the founder of that church
這個人他就是這個領教會
Agreed with them 5,000 to 1,000 people in the church
根據這個記錄有大約有5,000人
500 to 1,000
從500到1,000人
But then because of her faith truthfulness to serve for the truthShe went up on a mountain to pray for 24 days. Fasted. He fasted and prayed for 24 days.
因為佢有咁樣嘅信仰，佢有呢個追求嘅心，佢就到山上去祈禱24日唔食唔飲。
And one day when we were passing through a place, he said, "That is the mountain. I was praying."
喺嗰度禁食。有一日咧，我哋經過嗰個地方嘅時候咧，佢就講我聽，就係嗰度係嗰個山咧，就係。當日我在那裡24日禁食祈禱
This brother is baptized in the church
當然這一位工人這個弟兄已經洗了禮
Sincere
他真是日後非常之誠心的一位基督徒
She didn't want to talk too much about it When talking like this maybe people will think he is talking good about himself
所以他不喜歡提到這些事情因為他覺得呢他如果提出來的話就好像在那裡有一點誇耀自己怎樣的
I said don't worry if it is the truth tell us the truth share with us
我說如果是真的是這樣的話你告訴我們聽
as long as share with us
跟我們來分享
as long as your heart is right it's okay
只要你的心是正的話沒問題
And she said I fasted 24 days
他就說我在那裡禁食24日
I said are you sure 24 days
我問他你是不是很肯定是24日
No food no drink No water No water
No 食物沒飲水
Yes no water
他說真的沒有食都沒有飲水一滴水都沒有
And thenHis brother was there. He said, when she came back home, she was very weak, you know, skin and bones only.
所以佢嘅兄弟喺嗰度都系正式一下，就系当24日之后，佢翻嚟之后咧，佢都系皮同骨啫，皮包骨。
She said on the 24th day.
佢讲喺第24日嘅时候
，a man dressed in golden color.
見到一個人就穿著這個金黃色的劍衫來向他來顯現
And then on his hands well, you know, water and fruits anyway flask of food to eat and drink
在他的這個人的手中就有一樽的水和有些食物
It's a fruit
生果
And then the man said eat and drink for your journey is far
所以那個人就跟他說，你就現在吃了他還有飲了他，因為你還有很長的路要走。
She was very surprised. I'm fasting. You asked me to eat. That means you asked me to stop fasting.
啊，佢就好覺得好奇怪。啊，點解我喺呢度嚟禁食？禱告。點解你而家叫我食嘢咧？
I think the answer is very simple. God said, "You have done enough. If you continue, you might die. Don't do that. You better get up."
其實當時嘅呢個信息就
是 our weaknesses.
好簡單，就係神要講佢聽。如果你對而家我明白你禁食咗咁長嘅時間，再落去嘅話，或者你會餓死。所以咧，時間到，你要而家食咗佢。
God is merciful. It, some people fasted and prayed and died, you know. They are, I know that.
神非常之有豐富慈愛嘅。我都知道有啲人禁食就因此而死咗。
But God said, no, you don't die.
但神對佢講，
you rise, you drink.You have got more to do.
神对佢讲，你起嚟，你食咗佢，饮咗佢，你仲有好长嘅路要行。
And then suddenly behind him as kind of noise.
但系突然之间咧，后边有声音同佢讲。
Another man dressed in bronze color, bronze.
有一个人就戴，就系一个铜色嘅呢啲衫。
Not the same one as the first one.
唔同佢第一个所见到嘅唔同噶。
Not very nice to look at.
佢讲都睇佢样子都唔系好好睇。
And then so he said.If it is you, the Lord, speak. If not, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
所以他对他说，如果你是主的话，你就请讲。如果不是的话，我最后来责备你。
Suddenly, the person disappeared.
这样讲了之后，这个人就不见了。
After that, immediately, a big python came along, a snake.
咁樣
，very big one, with his eyes open, a snake coming to him.
咁樣，佢呢個人一走咗之後咧，佢睇到一條好大蛇啊。
And he knew that was, of course, the devil.
佢咁樣就知道呢個係魔鬼嘅工作。
He was very cool. He said, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you."
佢就奉主耶穌命，我嚟責備你。
And then the snake just went away very quickly.
咁樣呢條蛇就唔見咗。
And then a voice went off.From heaven said to him, What you have been doing, you have to hand it to somebody else.
你所做的一切，你应该来传给第二个人。
Hand it to another church, actually.
他所做的，你应该给另一个教会。
He was very surprised. I have been working hard, but after 24 days of fasting, I founded the church, and now you say,Give it to somebody.
所以他就觉得很出奇，为什么有这样的声音跟他说，我自己来创立这间教会的话，你现在叫我，我24日禁食祈祷之后，叫我把教会送给另外一个人。
He had established about more than 10 or 12 points of worship, places of worship.
在坦桑尼亚，他已经有设立了10至12个不同聚会点。
This time we went to about 6 of them.
这一次我们就有时间来探访大约在6个地方。
And he was surprised that very soon after that fasting prayer, the true Jesus came to him.
他很奇怪的，就是contact with him.
Not long after that, the true Jesus church, he received the truth from the true Jesus church.
这件事情发生之后咧，佢就嚟真耶稣教会嘅道理传咗俾佢，佢就自杀。
And they changed their church into true Jesus church.
好快嘅，佢就把佢哋教会嘅名称咧改为真耶稣教会。
Before June, already they changed the name.
其实六月之前咧，佢哋已经先把教会嘅名称咧改为真耶稣教会。
And of course, and then during the June trip, the preachers went there, and then they said, "No, you have to pray, you have to be baptized before you use the name."
所以六月嘅翻嘅传道人工人同佢讲，你唔可以咁样做，应该因为咧你要嚟听到你明白真理之后咧，你要洗礼先至话可以咁样做。
And now, of course.Quite a lot of them have been baptized. About 200 of them have been baptized now.
当然，而家大约有200多位嘅人已经受咗礼，系我哋教会嘅弟兄姊妹。
This is God opening the way of salvation.
呢个系神嘅道路，神打开救恩嘅一门。
We have to bring many more people. Oh no,
who maybe like Ruth to be rooted upon the church.
當然, upon Jesus. 很多人就好像路德咁樣咧，佢哋嘅信仰喺神嘅福道理當中嚟扎根。
We must know about the truth of the one true church.
我哋首先要明白到，到一真教会嘅呢个真理。
It is in the Bible.
呢个真理就系圣经入边。
And we also know why there are so many churches and denominations in the world today. We must know the answer to this question.
当然我哋都知道，或者你一定要知道，点解今日世界上有咁多嘅其他嘅基督教派。
Why is for the past 2,000 years so many churches and denominations? If we do not know how to answer this question, then we, our faith can be shaken.
如果我哋唔明白，唔知道呢个答案嘅话，同真道一真教会话，今日仲有其咁多其他嘅教派嘅话，我哋就有问题啦。So
we have to ask God to give us a heart of, you know, impartial attitude. To study the truth.
所以我哋要靠神俾我哋有一个心唔偏待嘅心咧嚟寻找真理。
There are so many other testimonies about the churches growing, not just in Tanzania, but it's also in Kenya. Kenya is growing quite well.
当然，唔单止喺坦桑尼亚呢个肯亚都系一样，有好多美好嘅见证。 福音教会喺嗰度嚟进步。The
churches are growing in London.
感谢神，伦敦教会都系有呢个恩典喺发展当中。
Very careful.
我哋要非常之谨慎。When
the church grows, the devil also attacks.
当教会喺发展当中嘅时候，撒旦就唔会放过我哋。
How does the devil attack us?
点样嚟攻击我哋？
Causing misunderstanding among brothers and sisters.
或者弟兄姊妹之间，使到你哋彼此有误会。
Causing partiality.
或者有呢啲偏心嘅事。
Introduce grudges.
或者喺我哋当中，把呢啲大家有呢个误会啊。
All this can be
摩擦。
You know, can be removed through our prayers and through our genuine love towards Jesus.
其实如果我们借助主耶稣这个真真正正的爱，和我们的祈祷，神的说话，都可以把这些来消除。
So Ruth knew whom she believed in.
路德很清楚他所相信的是哪位。
Do we know whom we believe in?
我们所相信的是哪一位，我们知不知道呢？
Do you know? Do we know? This is the true church of God.
你知不知道，真耶稣教会就是神的独一的教会。
This church does not belong to anybody.
这个真教会不属于某一个人。
True Jesus.
真耶稣教会属于耶稣的。
In China, millions of Christians, true Jesus church.
在中国大陆，有上百万的真耶稣教会的信徒。
Throughout the whole world, you can many countries, the truth of Jesus is not being preached.
在世界各国。 各地你都睇到福音已经存在。This
is the word of God.
你一切都系神嘅工作。
Once the door of salvation is open, no one can close the door. Only Jesus.
当呢个救恩嘅门一打开嘅话咧，福音就会存在，唯有主耶稣可以把呢个门关上。In
different countries, many people are baptized. They are from Roman Catholic Church, SDA Church, Pentecostal Church, Presbyterian Church. Any given churches, they just come and be baptized again in the true church.
所以喺世界各地有好多同其他基督教派嘅人都会听到道理之后，进入真耶稣教会，接受呢个洗礼。点解？This
is the will and the power of God.
其实呢个就系神嘅旨意，神嘅能力。At
the same time, you can see sins multiply in the world.
同一个时候咧，我哋会喺世上睇到呢啲罪恶会嚟增加。Calamities,
disasters will prevail. You know, in different parts of the world.
一切呢啲大灾难都会更加嘅多。
Terrorism will increase.
甚至恐怖呢啲事情会增加。根据圣经嚟讲，
countries will go against countries.
国要嚟攻打国。
But only those who hold on to the truth will be protected.
唯有嗰啲持守真理嘅话，会得到神嘅保佑。
It is our hope and our wish to preach to more people before the tribulation comes along.
当然，呢啲大灾难未临到之前，都系我哋嘅希望，可以有呢个以下嘅时间嚟，让更加多人嚟传福音。
The first thing we can learn from Ruth，
呢个就系第一方面，我哋从路德身上可以学习到嘅。Build
our faith strongly upon Jesus，
要把我哋嘅信仰好嘅好好嘅建立，建立一个坚强嘅信仰。
Jesus is knocking
at our door. It's calling.
主耶稣啊，系我哋嘅门徒嚟敲门。
Our friends.
我哋嘅朋友。
Maybe this is the first day you have been attending services with us.
或者嗱，今日系第一次你同我哋一齐嚟啊嚟啊参加聚会。
First time in your life.
啊，或者喺你。有今生都是只不过第一次。
This is good news.
但是这个是一个好的消息。
This is God's grace.
这个都是神的恩。
This is God's love.
就是证明神的恩。
This is
神的爱，神的能力。
Jesus is knocking at our door.
主耶稣在门外面来敲门。
Let's sing him 500.
我们来唱一首诗500首。
Please pray for the London
church in the south for the purchase of a building.
我哋要嚟继续为南伦敦啊教会买会堂嘅事情祷告。
The place of worship has been going on for about almost 2 years now.
喺呢度佢哋已经开始聚会有都差唔多有两年嘅时间。
Pray to God this purchase can be according to His will.
我哋祷告求神带领一切都系佢嘅旨意。
Of course, preaching work we must pray for.
当然我哋都冇忘记传福音嘅工作。
We hope this work is not only done by a few youths.
我哋希望呢啲工作唔好单单系旧嘅几个青年咁样嚟做。
And everyone must be a preacher.
在座每一个人都系耶稣嘅传道者。
Make sure we can participate in this kind of work.
咁样我希望我哋可以。为参与这个工作
and also you know, the newly baptized members we pray for them so that they can grow to be useful for the Lord Jesus
不要忘记最近新受洗的同龄我们为他们来祷告
and those who are sick we can pray for them as well 他们
的身体欠安哥我们要为他们来祷告
don't forget our workers Preacher FF David Sheik, Danny Liu, and Michael Shu, they are now working in West Africa.
现在在西非工作的福华传道赖强弟兄 Danny Liu 弟兄和Michael Shu 弟兄
Pray for them.
为他们祷告
They are now working in I think in two countries, Ghana and Liberia.
他们在 Ghana 和Liberia 这个工作
We need to pray for them, not just now, but every day.
唔系单单今日，而家就祷告，我哋日日都系咁样做。
And to also pray for the son of Lin Mei Xia.
为每下姊妹嘅仔祷告。
Pray for the son. Okay, we're going to pray together.
Okay, 而家一齐祷告。Let's pray.